that for us?
The voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio.
What time is it?
Ow!
Dead time.
You're listening to Hang Time.
You know who the best planet game is? Me, Mars Blackman. And I'm way above the rim, demonstrating some serious hang time.
Hi, this is Alex Verso.
Salut à tous, c'est Vincile de C2C Hocus Pocus.
Hi, this is Omar.
This is Charles Peterson.
Yo, c'est Chelsea Buzz.
Yo, this is Camp Tilo.
Hey, yo, yo, c'est Dimitra.
Salut, c'est Chinese Man.
Big up la part de Payam. Hang Time.
With DJ Mars.
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 With Mars.
Mars B.
With Mars Blackman.
Goodbye, Mars.
Salut à tous, bienvenue sur le 88.8 FM, radiogrenouille.com. Si vous êtes connecté, vous êtes bien dans Hang Time, saison 10, épisode 22. Avec moi, comme chaque semaine, ma team sur Elodie Rama à ma droite. Salut Elodie.
Salut.
Ça va bien?
Ça va très bien et toi?
Bon, ça va super. Derrière, ça vite, comme chaque semaine, à la réalisation de cette émission, Seb Gély. Salut Seb.
Salut.
Toujours.
Je me bats avec mon anti-pop toujours.
Bon, c'est un plaisir de vous retrouver. Ce soir, on a une très très belle émission. On reçoit un de nos MC préférés. C'est pas la première fois qu'il vient dans Hang Time, mais là, il vient pour déjà un des meilleurs albums de ce début d'année. Ça s'appelle In Celebration of Us. Kaizu sera tout à l'heure en direct de Brooklyn avec nous. Et puis, comme chaque début de semaine, c'est Seb qui démarre cette émission. Seb, my man, what you got?
Alors, on va commencer avec un extrait du nouvel album de Cut Chemist.
Oui, bonne idée.
Qui vient de sortir. Merci pour le coup de fil. qui est sorti il y a quelques jours, s'appelle Die Cut, qui est pas mal du tout. Assez pop, avec des featuring un peu très variés. Mm-hmm. J'ai choisi un morceau qui s'appelle Work My Mind avec les amis Chalituna et Imnal, que je ne connais pas, Imnal.
On connaît Chalituna.
Chalituna, on connaît bien. Et il a rien perdu de son flow légendaire. On va s'en rendre compte tout de suite.
Cut Chemist, ce soir, pour démarrer ce 22e épisode de la saison 10 d'Hang Time. C'est le choix de Sébastien Gély. This one.
Yeah, testing. Work my mind and turn it around, you. 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 Work my mind and turn it around.
Work my mind at different spurts in time. We pollute evolution in pursuit of a dime. Wanna eat, gotta grind, so my thirst is blind. With no outlet for change, people burp with crime. But I disperse my rhyme, and the worst is fine. If I switch course, my line is a broken spine. No crisscross, the straight path I search to find. But I misinterpret the signs at the worst of times. And you
work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind and turn it around. You work my mind.
Turn it around when I'm burning it down. Permanent furnace, the tournament's engulfed in the cloud of black smoke. Relax, folks, it's urban the town. I'm determined to tell my government no vermin allowed. New owner in town, in my zone I'm endowed with a special set of skills that can level the crowd. Telling you devilish clowns ain't no rolling allowed. But now the only turn it up instead of toning it down. Time to start the revolution and the moment is now. We can spark electrocution if I throw in the towel. Like your nose when the gravel, when to go on the prowl. Or when to go in for the killing by the hole in the cow. Hold it down, speed it up instead of slowing it down. Immediately heat it up and keep it low to the ground.
Turn it around. 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 Turn it around.
Here, in this world, where you and myself belong.
long the good will exist, but the bad will die.
Until the earth ignites, but was it worth the fight to be first in flight? How do people think wealth will purchase life, but you can't fathom an item that is worth this price and value? Tonight is wrong versus right, and the field pressure will build till it bursts the price. Work and fight through the surface gripes, and never trust the illusion of a perfect life. Know how to
work my mind and turn it around. You 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 work my mind.
Work my mind and turn it around, c'est Cut Chemist avec le featuring de Shali Tuna. Elodie, on continue la playlist d'Hangtime ce soir et on continue dans une lignée, on va dire, où tout le monde est aussi doué l'un que l'autre dans la famille McFerrin.
Exactement, et on a connu le père, le frère, et maintenant c'est la sœur avec Madison McFerrin. Il y a un EP qui vient juste de sortir, ça s'appelle Finding Foundation Volume 2, et c'est sorti le 16 février. Oh oui.
Ce qui n'est pas avril.
Pas du tout.
Mais pas loin.
Voilà, peut-être que j'ai envie qu'on soit le printemps, je ne sais pas.
Insane, en tout cas, c'est ce single de Madison McFerrin, c'est ce soir sur les 3-8.
Insane for y'all. I can't get you off of my brain. Feeling like it's never enough, 'cause your love's got me going in. You know you belong in my bed. I can't get you off of my brain. Feeling like it's never enough, 'cause your love's got me going in. You know.
Madison McFerrin très en colère après son petit copain apparemment, qu'elle n'arrive pas à sortir de son lit et il la rend un peu dingue.
Ouais, c'est pas sympa.
Elle est pas contente.
Non, elle est pas contente du tout.
Elle a le tracassin, comme on dit.
Ouais, c'est ça.
Celle qui n'a pas le tracassin en ce moment parce qu'elle a vraiment le vent en poupe, c'est Georgia Smith.
Et oui, dans la série Je suis partout, Georgia Smith, évidemment, qui nous offre un bel extrait de la BO du désormais mythique Black Panther avec la désormais incontournable, hein, ouais, Georgia Smith. Et sur cette BO, quand même, il y a pas mal de noms. Donc Kendrick Lamar, forcément, Vince Staples, Schoolboy Q, pas mal.
Ce désormais mythique Black Panther que nous n'avons pas vu.
Non, toujours pas.
Voilà,
à moins que ça passe encore en VO peut-être à Marseille. Si vous savez, dites-nous, ça nous intéresse.
C'est certainement pour ça qu'il est mythique, puisque nous ne l'avons pas encore vu. Je pense que nous le verrons comme tout le monde à la télévision d'ici peu. Georgia Smith, I Am et Dying Time.
Too much anymore, not enough.
Extrait de la bande originale de Black Panther, c'est Georgia Smith avec I Am. Nous vous l'avons dit ce soir, nous recevons le MC de Brooklyn, Skyzoo, qui vient de sortir son 4e album solo qui s'appelle In Celebration of Us, avec énormément de guests, mais une particularité qui nous a beaucoup plu, aucun MC invité, tout simplement parce que Skyzoo, il le dit lui-même, il a assez de choses à dire pour demander aux autres de le dire à sa place, mais quand même il y a les voix de Raheem Devon, Words and Curves, Keikola, Saba Abraha, Jake and Papa, et pour la production, Illmind, Apollo Brown, Raheem Devon également, et Daringer, du très très beau monde, c'est jazzy à souhait, c'est hip-hop old school, tout ce qu'on aime. Un premier extrait, ça s'appelle Forever and a Day.
Infinitely caught in a weave of trying to dip around what they breathe before you leave, or climbing in and out of a scene they call elite, or lining up whoever's between the world and me, or me and the world, whichever first when pronouncing it. Taught us get enough for us all if you come out with it. The background eat till it's gone if you all around with it. Try and get a piece off the corner like caught an ounce in it. Caught up in the bounce of it. With loyalty is all that it ought to be, like if I was to call and see if you down for it. Word to address a draw, burying what was found in it. Truly for hell of yours. Ever more if you doubted it. Ever more like more than you was ever surrounded with. To get involved makes you a part of the sound of it, right? No regret at the door and no announcing it. Fucking with whatever you about with it. Forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 all the time, wherever we should aim. Forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line. Forever, ever, forever, ever. With short change measures and all day levers. And honest like forever, ever, forever, ever. Your alibi, I know to keep it Andre clever. And being on me, we ignore what all they left us. It starts out being as honest, race rimmered, being minimal. Filling the ceilings that never left us. But the chicken box will kick off the top for whatever weather, for the wind of it. Corner get loud, they call wind of it. Nobody caught in the sound that you was whispering. Send something flying around to help them get in it. Or had that still yours. Your name ain't on the end of it. Loyalty is priceless. Jewelry isn't, give or take, depending on what type of jewelry you giving. In a space where the script is stuck to like a pivot. If you knew us, then you knew we was with it. When it's forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 all the time, wherever we should aim. Forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line. Never will it stray. 100 all the time. Wherever we should aim. Forever and a day. Broad day, like jumping out in the way. When one is jumping up out of the front and finding his aim. Or divvying a bag with who you beside every day. And splitting points like you dotted your name. Cause know that all of these green lives that used to be here matter like these black lives that these blue lives shoot out of fear. So all these green lives used over here was supposed to set it where never would a second set of shooters appear. The first set is just the usual here. It makes sense as much as it kinda don't, but that's new to who we're. The prestige of feeling like you who they let breathe due to a bag that you shouldn't have. It just seems like more than they letting on to. Finger fucking money resorts to thinking that it adores you. Whatever you make of it, make it where it go around with you. And light up where all these go arounds put you. Forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 all the time, wherever we should aim. Forever and a day, forever and a day. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 on the line and never will it stray. 100 all the time, wherever we should aim. Forever and a day.
Forever and a Day, c'est le premier extrait de cet album In Celebration of Us de Skyzoo. Skyzoo qui est avec nous en direct. Brooklyn Finest with us tonight. Hello Skyzoo.
Peace, peace. What's up, man? What's going on?
We're really good. We're thrilled to have you tonight. Maybe a year after your last project with Apollo Brown. So now it's your fourth solo album, le quatrième album solo de Skyzoo. Donc on vous l'a dit, qui est maintenant disponible.
On va lui poser quelques questions, bien sûr, vous les traduire. We're gonna ask you a few questions, of course, translating for French listeners. 15 morceaux dans cet album, une exploration à travers la communauté noire américaine, un regard à travers leur place dans la société, qui ils sont comme peuple également en ce moment dans l'Amérique d'aujourd'hui. Beaucoup de gens ont dit que cet album c'était la version hip-hop de Solange avec A Seat at the Table, je voulais savoir ce qu'il en pensait. The 15 Tracks Project is an exploration into the black community, a look at their place in society and who they are as a people. And I heard people say this album would be the hip-hop version of A Seat at the Table of Solange. What do you think about that?
Oh man, it's amazing, because that's kind of the vibe I was going for when I made it. You know, I was inspired by a lot of things, you know, things that go on in my life, my people's life. You know, our culture and our fabric and who we are as a people in this society. And, you know, Solange did that as well on her album. So it only made sense to kind of be inspired, loved her album. So it only made sense to be inspired by that in some way. And so, you know, I definitely took a little bit of that with me, a little bit of that energy when I was creating mine.
Et ben voilà, ça a été une source d'inspiration cet album de Solange, puisque lui, ben voilà, il s'est inspiré de ça, de la vie de la communauté afro-américaine, de son expérience à lui, et puis justement de mettre en perspective par rapport à Solange qui elle l'a chanté et lui l'a tout simplement rappé. Donc c'était une inspiration bien trouvée. Justement, à propos des textes, les albums précédents qui parlaient de son enfance, de son présent à lui, maintenant on parle un petit peu de quelque chose de plus sombre. Skyzoo, récemment papa, est-ce que ça a changé sa manière d'écrire, et est-ce que c'est un testament de notre époque pour son fils et pour les années à venir? About your lyrics in this album, the previous ones we are talking about your childhood and your present and your personal life. Now that you have a child, was it a brand new writing process, like a testimony of our time, to put your child's future in perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, being a father now, you know, I still look at things the way I always have, but now I look at it from the sense of what he's going to have to go through, mm-hmm. what he's going to experience, what he's going to be exposed to. And, you know, obviously when you're a parent, you just want the best for your child. So that's how I feel about him. When I think about the things that I went through when I was growing up, and some of them I want him to go through, you know, the good things. And then, of course, the bad things, I don't ever want him to know that they even exist. So I think about how to protect him from all of those types of things. So all of that shows in the writing, because the album is kind of like a cautionary tale or a guidebook or a how-to book for him to grow up and go back to. That's kind of what the album is for him.
Une sorte de guide initiatique, on va dire, de conte pour son enfant, qui lui expose le monde d'aujourd'hui, qu'il pourra réécouter plus tard en espérant une bonne évolution. Voilà, Skyzoo qui a toujours pris l'habitude de parler de lui, et puis là, bah, du coup, sa perspective a changé, et qui parle et qui donne quelques conseils peut-être pour plus tard à son enfant, en espérant que tout ça avance dans le bon sens. Un album qui démarre avec un morceau de pratiquement 8 minutes qui s'appelle Everybody's Fine, et ce morceau justement qui parle beaucoup de désespoir, de brutalité policière, où il est aujourd'hui dans l'espoir dans l'Amérique de 2018. The record starts with this unbelievable track Everybody's Fine, 8-minute track, and the whole album starts with despair and brutality. So where is the hope in America in 2019?
Oh man, oof, the hope in 2018 in America. We're still trying to find it, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like there was a moment where we were starting to get it when Barack Obama was in office, of course. And, you know, but now it seems like that's been diminished a little bit because of who's in office now with Donald Trump, you know. And it's just a terrible, heartbreaking time in this country. You know, it's bad when you go to other countries and they ask you about your president of your country. You know, I've been on tour all over the world, and people have asked me, I think you've even asked me when I was in France, you know, how are you guys doing with that guy, with that guy in office? You know, so you know it's bad when those types of things are happening, but you know, prosperity is everything, man, and just being able to prosper and move forward and, you know, just fight for something better and be strong enough to fight for something better.
Bah, se battre pour quelque chose de mieux, bien sûr. Alors l'espoir, il était là quand Barack Obama est arrivé. Maintenant, ça pose un petit peu plus de problèmes depuis que Donald Trump est là. Et puis la raison, Skyzoo, de dire que il y a un problème quand on pose la question, quand on va dans des pays étrangers, quand la première question qu'on pose, c'est comment ça va avec votre président. Là, on sait qu'on est un petit peu dedans. Donc voilà, mais bon, la résilience est là et on espère que ça va avancer dans le bon sens. Lui également. Il y a deux thèmes essentiels dans cet album. Les problèmes de la gentrification du côté de Brooklyn et l'appropriation culturelle. Lui, pur produit de Brooklyn, justement, comment il voit cette évolution? Two main themes in this album. First, the issues of gentrification in Brooklyn, and the main theme, the cultural appropriation. As a pure producer of Brooklyn, how do you see the evolutions of these issues?
Ah, well, you know, being from Brooklyn, you know, I saw it all happen. I saw it all happen at one time. And, you know, for me, I don't have an issue with gentrification. I don't have an issue with people that are not from the neighborhood moving. I think it's a beautiful neighborhood, share the experiences and share the lifestyle and everything that makes us love Brooklyn. There's nothing wrong with sharing that. You know, I love that. The problem is when people move to the neighborhood and think that they belong there more than you do, mm-hmm. even though you're from the neighborhood, born and raised, that's when the problems arise, you know, when police act differently towards them than they do towards you. And the businesses and the stores in the neighborhood act differently towards the new people than they do towards you. That's when all of these issues and things arise. And when they try to kick the people who've been there the longest out of the neighborhood. Those are the issues that come with gentrification. But the idea of people moving into the neighborhood to enjoy it is a beautiful thing. You know, I don't want that to get lost on anyone.
Bah, le problème de la gentrification, c'est un problème de traitement, hein, parce que le fait de venir s'installer, d'autres gens qui viennent, c'est toujours ça, c'est jamais un problème. Le problème, c'est quand on change le visage d'un quartier, on change le visage de d'un endroit comme Brooklyn, où justement les gens qui sont nés et élevés à Brooklyn se retrouvent poussés un petit peu en dehors. Les gens qui ont des commerces, puis même un traitement différent au niveau policier, puisque on a deux poids, deux mesures maintenant. Mais il y a aussi cette histoire d'appropriation culturelle. You were talking about too this cultural appropriation. What do you mean with that?
So cultural appropriation is people who aren't from the culture that they're being paid to represent, paid to review, paid to speak about, and they try to tell you how to be within your culture. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, I could never tell someone who's Italian how to be better at Italian culture. I'm not Italian. Mm-hmm. You know, it wouldn't make sense for me to speak to someone Italian and say, hey, this is how you make better Italian food, better Italian music, better Italian fashion. You know, you don't know what you're doing. You're not doing it right. This is how you do it right. How could I ever say that? I'm not Italian. All I can do is appreciate and enjoy what you do and your culture. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with hip hop. It's the same thing with black culture. You know, there's nothing wrong with people who don't look like me enjoying hip hop. There's nothing wrong with people who look like me making hip hop. Absolutely. We've had amazing hip-hop music and hip-hop contributions from people like Eminem, from people like Fat Joe and Big Pun, and a lot of different people who don't look like me. So that's great, that's amazing, and hip-hop wouldn't be where it is without those contributions. But I think when you have people who get paid to review hip-hop, to critique hip-hop, to critique black culture, and speak about black culture, and they down you for how you do it, and think that they know what's better and what isn't, and can dictate what succeeds in this culture and what doesn't, even though they're not from it, that's when I have a problem, and that's cultural appropriation.
l'appropriation culturelle. C'est très intéressant, ça, Elodie, ce que nous dit Skyzoo, cette particularité. C'est comme lui, il le dit, le meilleur exemple, il ne va pas dire à un Italien comment faire de la meilleure cuisine italienne, comment être un meilleur Italien. Lui, ça ne le gêne pas du tout que dans le hip-hop, ce ne soit pas forcément de la culture noire américaine, mais il parlait de Eminem, de Big Pun, de Fat Joe également, ce simple fait de dire par contre que les critiques lui expliquent comment faire du hip-hop ou lui disent comment faire ci, cela, voilà, l'appropriation culturelle, c'est ce terme très fort. Comment être, lui dire comment lui être un meilleur MC ou un meilleur noir américain, c'est vrai que c'est un débat assez vaste et assez compliqué. On parlait de la culture hip-hop et puis on parlait également justement des critiques. Il y a beaucoup de critiques qui lui disaient à Skyzoo, il rappe avec un certain rythme, avec un certain flow. Et justement, il y a un morceau qui s'appelle Black Sambo où il rappe totalement différemment. J'aimerais bien savoir si c'était lui juste un challenge ou si c'était pour faire taire les critiques. Talking about the critics, as you said, there is a track on this album named Black Sambo, and your flow is way, way different of what we used to have on your last productions. So was it a challenge for you, or just a way to shush the critics and to say, I can do all things?
It wasn't a challenge at all, you know. It definitely wasn't a challenge. For me, I've always been able to rhyme fast. Mm-hmm. I've always been able to do double time, things like that. I just never really had the need to do it, you know, but mm-hmm. as an MC, you got to be able to do everything, right? It's just like a great basketball player. If you look at a great basketball player, he can dribble, he can pass, he can shoot, play defense, post up, mid-range game, three-point game, you know, make his teammates better. That's a great, great, legendary basketball player, being able to do everything. In hip-hop, it's the same thing, and I feel like I can do everything. And that was just a way to show I can do everything. If you need me to rhyme fast, double time, I can rhyme fast a whole album if I wanted to. I just don't want to, you know? So that was just a way for me to show that. And the energy needed to match what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about on that record is police brutality and how, you know, aggressive and hard and the energy of what that is as far as police brutality and how damaging it is. And I wanted the track to reflect that. So I felt like if I rhymed fast and the beat reflected that, it was chaotic and hectic, and that would reflect the energy of how police brutality feels.
Mm-hmm. Ben voilà, alors il a raison, c'est quelqu'un avec énormément d'énergie déjà, Skyzoo, et c'était pas du tout un challenge pour lui, mais c'est juste qu'il a jamais eu besoin de rapper très 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 vite. Là il voulait montrer, il peut tout faire de toute façon, comme un bon joueur de basket, un petit peu comme Sébastien Gély, qui est capable de, comme il dit, shooter à 3 points, se mettre au poste, shooter à mi-distance, passer la balle, défendre, etc. Lui c'est un all-around MC un petit peu, il est capable de faire tout ça, et puis surtout le propos l'obligeait à rapper rapidement. On parlait de brutalité policière dans ce morceau, donc pour mettre ça en exergue et en avant, forcément cette folie et cette brutalité, il avait envie de rapper plus vite, de manière plus avancée. On va s'écouter justement ce morceau, Black Sambo. Skyzoo, let's take a little break and listen to this track, Black Sambo.
Word up.
How they said a little black Sambo can never fit a crown. Mama said now that you got it, don't ever put it down. Mama, I swear, I'll never put it down. They gon' have to kill me first before it ever hit the ground. And if it ever hit the ground, bet that I'm next to it or for catching me around. The only way I could ever be beheaded from the crown, they wanted me to ignore, cause they said that amounts to a door where it laws as heavenly as it sounds. But the floor that you want can levitate off the ground. And you off to the call, speculating on how you could want what you want, but never get to surmount what you saw. To tell them what you saw is telling them you was willing to pedal to the front. And being in front of put you ahead of who belongs to you, leaking up under who you can never prove wrong. You'll never prove them wrong, right? But how they said a little black Sambo could never fit a crown. And mama said now that you got it, don't ever put it down. Mama, I swear, I'll never put it down. They gon' have to kill me first before it ever hit the ground. They said I'm black Sambo, bright pink hoodie by the lamppost. Umbrella up that I can't close, you try.
try to corner me, but I can't fold. Black Sambo, Sambo. Bright big hoodie by the lamppost. Hands in the air, but my hands closed. It's my instinct if you stand close. I close. Close enough where a name could fully be recited. If I'm ever on a stage with a judge presiding over everything that changed, when 12 was replying to an image that was saved of looking to creep by him with a desi on the waist, so wanting a seat by him. While you stepping out the way, you take up the seat by him. And he guessing why you came. He think that he seemed fine, but he left it on his face. And his face, same one he giving you now. Remember you close enough where you could single him out. He know that you low enough to know what limits allow. So believe him to open up and close your memory out. Like such, lights up. All eyes like the coke price cut. Whole time it'll throw a slight rush. All eyes like loading up the pump. And you'll never prove them wrong, right? How they said a little black Sambo could never fit a crown. But mama said now that you got it, don't ever put it down. Mama, I swear I'll never put it down. They gon' have to kill me first before it ever hit the ground. They said I'm Black Sambo. Bright big hoodie by the lamppost. Umbrella up that I can't close. You try to corner me, but I can't fold. Black Sambo, Sambo. Bright big hoodie by the lamppost. Hands in the air, but my hands closed. It's my instinct if you stand close. I close. Too close for a loophole to be the reason why you go to the hole where the loop froze. And then it repeats, and then you hoping that the loop broke. And the truth go, stretched out like my new bow. They press you out like suit clothes. And them suit clothes couldn't save you from the type of stereo that they willing to shoot for. And the loophole.
Black Sambo, extrait de cet album In Celebration of Us, que l'on vous conseille mille fois. Un des meilleurs albums hip-hop de ce début d'année et de loin. Et un album qui sent, qui respire le jazz. Du jazz qui est partout dans cet album. Qui ressemble justement au jazz. Tout est dans l'introspection, dans la mélancolie parfois, avec énormément d'improvisation et énormément d'énergie bien sûr. Alors est-ce que c'est un album 100% hip-hop ou 50-50 hip-hop et jazz? J'aimerais bien savoir ça de la part de Skyzoo qui est toujours avec nous. Well, jazz is everywhere on this record. Like the music, like jazz music, it's all about introspection, sometimes melancholy, but it's really powerful. So, is this record a 100% hip-hop album, or just 50% hip-hop and 50% jazz?
No, it's 100% hip-hop. Hip-hop is rooted in jazz. I don't think you can have too much great hip-hop without a little bit of a jazz influence. So, you know, if you're talking hip-hop, it's not always jazz, but a lot of it is rooted in jazz. Some of the best hip-hop has jazz. Mm-hmm. So it's a 100% hip-hop album, but it's very much influenced by jazz, like a lot of my music is. I've always done that from day one, you know, because I love jazz so much. And that's always going to be a part of any hip-hop that I make.
Le jazz qui sera toujours une partie du travail de Skyzoo, et le jazz qui fait partie forcément du hip-hop selon lui. C'est un album 100% hip-hop bien sûr, mais c'est une source d'inspiration. Et Skyzoo, on l'avait vu la dernière fois, on a eu la chance de passer un petit moment avec lui, et il a sa propre formation sur scène. Il joue au club Blue Note à New York, et est-ce que cette expérience l'a amené justement vers cet album? You are playing with a live band in, and you did some gigs in Blue Note Club in New York. So, did this experience lead you to this album?
No. You know, I always, like I said, I'm always on hip hop. I mean, I'm always on jazz, mm-hmm. And you know, it didn't lead me to it. It just continued to make sure that I'm on that path. You know, for me. Performing at the Blue Note was such a big deal for me. You know, it was such a big thing for me when I first did it. And every time I do it, it's a big deal because when you think of Blue Note, you think of how legendary it is from Miles Davis, John Coltrane, McCoy Tyner, you know, Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock. There's so many different names that line up with that. So the fact that I could put my name in that same place with them is amazing. So I'm always down to rock at the Blue Note. And, you know, but I was going to make this album the way I did, even if I didn't perform at Blue Note. That's just a nice added bonus, you know?
Alors c'est juste un bonus, ça n'a pas été une manière de concevoir l'album, mais il a pleinement conscience de la chance qu'il a eu de jouer là-bas et le plaisir que c'est de jouer là-bas. Il s'en est fait toute une montagne, et un challenge qui a été plus que relevé, jouer là où on jouait Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, Miles Davis. C'est vraiment quelque chose pour lui qui l'a marqué. Il revient juste du Japon. Comment c'était justement cette expérience japonaise? Where you just came back from Japan, so how was it?
Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. Great time, great people. And the hip-hop culture is live and in effect out there. It's strong. You know, they're very, very excited and reflective as far as hip-hop. You know, they love everything about it. The thing about Japan, they love New York. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the way they dress, the way they move, the way the stores are designed, it's very New York. They really, really, really love New York culture with the music and the fashion. So that was dope. It made me feel right at home.
Et ben, ils se sentent presque à la maison au Japon, parce que les Japonais adorent New York. Ils s'habillent pareil, ils écoutent le même genre de musique. C'est une culture qu'ils adorent. Alors du coup, c'est la culture hip-hop East Coast, on va dire, est à son firmament là-bas. Donc ça lui a fait le plus grand bien. Il parlait de New York justement. Mais alors, qu'est-ce qui se passe avec les Knicks de New York pour Skyzoo? You were talking about New York. What about your New York Knicks?
Oh man, my New York Knicks, man. it's a mess, man. But if they can build the right way, in another 2 or 3 years, they may be okay. They just got to build the right way. Obviously, Porzingis going down was a big loss, but it's making them build the way they need to. You know, they wanted to go to the playoffs this year, and my whole agenda was why. You know, you're going to lose in the first round. There's no way you're going to beat Boston with the roster you have and the roster they have. You know, you're going to lose in the first round. So why do that and wind up with a bad draft pick? You know, get swept in the first round. It's stupid. Get the low draft, get the low seed so you can get a high draft pick. Get another high draft pick next year. Now you got KP, 2 high draft picks, a couple other pieces. Now you can really start doing something the way the Sixers did. So I don't want KP to be hurt, but the silver lining is that it forces the Knicks to lose, which means they'll get good picks.
And you have a French guy now.
Yeah.
not the other one. Not the other one. The young one. Not Joachim Noah. The real one.
Oh, right. You talking about Frank?
Yeah.
I know he's from you guys' side of town.
Yeah. He's a really good prospect. You have to give him some minutes.
Okay, because I'm not a fan, and I love France. I love France. I love you guys' culture and people and energy. I love you guys 100%. So it's nothing about that. It's just, I'm not a fan of him as a player, man. I'm really not. But you know, we'll see. You from out there, so I'll have to take your word for it.
Alors les Knicks, le problème c'est qu'avec la blessure de leur grande star Kristaps Porzingis, ils allaient direct vers les playoffs et du coup ils essayent quand même. Mais du coup, au lieu d'être très très mauvais et d'espérer l'an prochain se renforcer avec un futur tour de draft, voilà, au grand dam de Skyzoo, maintenant ils vont être dans cette espèce de ventre mou complètement dégueulasse et ils vont avoir du mal à reconstruire déjà pour l'an prochain. Puis vous l'avez compris, c'est pas un grand fan de Frank Ntilikina, mais je suis sûr que le gamin va arriver à gagner du temps de jeu et le faire mentir à ce niveau-là. Et puis Skyzoo, faut pas oublier quelque chose, c'est un sneakerhead de folie. Qu'est-ce qu'il a à ses pieds en ce moment, Skyzoo? You're a New York Knicks fan, but you're bigger than that. You're a big sneakerhead. New joints on your feet.
Threes right away. I got 3 pairs of the threes, mm-hmm. And then I got a pair for my son.
Nice.
So I got a little baby pair, and then I got 3 pairs for me. You know, when they first announced that they were going to come back out, I knew I was going to get a bunch of pairs because I knew they weren't coming out for a while, and it's such a classic shoe. To me, it's the best shoe ever. And I wanted to make sure I had one to wear, one on ice, another one on ice, you know. So, I got 3 pair, and I got a little pair for my son, Miles. So we rocking and rolling. And the new breads are crazy, too, but I didn't get them because I was in Japan, so I missed them. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get my hands on them.
3 paires de Jordan 3, c'est pas mal quand même. Une pour maintenant et 2 pour plus tard. Voilà, tu vois, on dit qu'ici dans Hang Time on est des gros sneakerheads, mais voilà, c'est ça
ouais,
le truc.
Quand même, oui.
Une pour maintenant, une pour plus tard, une pour encore plus tard et une pour son fils, donc c'est pas mal. Et puis il a raté les Bretto, mais nous on les a eus, alors on est très contents. Il était au Japon, malheureusement. Skyzoo, ça va être l'heure de se quitter. On a passé un excellent moment avec lui et puis on va en profiter. Tiens, c'est l'anniversaire aujourd'hui, on est le 6 mars, c'est l'anniversaire d'une légende de la NBA, Elodie, quelqu'un qui s'appelle Shaquille O'Neal. Il fait juste 2m16.
116, 160 kilos presque aujourd'hui certainement.
Quand tu mets ta basket à côté de lui, ça rigole pas.
Et on les a vus les vrais d'ailleurs à Paris, ouais. Au magasin Shinzo. Et puis c'est les 25 ans surtout de l'album Shaq Diesel. On va peut-être lui poser la question à Skyzoo au moment de se quitter si c'est le meilleur album qui a été fait par un joueur NBA. Well, Skyzoo, thank you for your time. It was more than an honor to have you on this show.
Oh man, the pleasure is all mine, man. You've been my homie for a long time. You know, it's all love when we get together, man. So anytime you need me, I'm here. Shout out to everybody in Marseille for holding me down. I can't wait to get back out there. Working on doing a Europe run now. So hopefully I'll be out that way soon before the year's over.
And one last thing before we end this interview. It's March 6th, and it's the anniversary, 46th anniversary of NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal. So we will need to play one track of this album, who's celebrating his 25th anniversary this year, Shaq Diesel. Is it for you the best NBA player album?
Probably, because he was able to, first of all, he was able to be so successful with it. I remember having that album as a kid. I remember getting the tape. Mm-hmm. I remember it was a black and blue cover, and I remember getting the tape. And he went platinum with that album as a basketball player. Platinum rapper, and then I think his albums after that went gold, which was still amazing as well. So yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, he did what no one thought could be done for an athlete, you know, and that's to come out as a rapper and be respected and sell records. So hands down, for sure.
Être respecté comme joueur NBA, comme rappeur, c'est pas donné à tout le monde. Cet album Shaq Diesel, sorti il y a 25 ans, qui était disque de platine, lui il l'avait en cassette, nous on l'a en vinyle, on s'écoute ce morceau. Where You At, featuring Five of a Tribe Called Quest.
Hello.
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 Let me speak to Def Jeff.
Who's calling?
I'm not talking to you, musty underarm odor breath. I wanna talk to Def Jeff. Last song he did with Shaq, Shaq was being braggatocious. I want Shaq to be braggatocious all the way, know what I'm saying? Once again, it's time to get braggatocious. The tall human being, that's right, Shaqatocious. Check out my lyrical slam slam. Watch me flim flam flam. My freak factor click clacks. I biggity bitch the bam bam. Punk me sleeping on my skills. Magic made me meals and my bills. Now I should move to Beverly Hills. Now I'm joking. Backboards are broken. I grab the cords at the mic and start joking like I can't breathe. Running out of breath. I dribble the microphone between my leg right to left. I got my second win now. You better back up. Shaq attack up. It's gonna act up, don't make me crack up. Ill skills I bring it, alarm already ringed it. A dong, da dong, da da dong, now watch me ding it. I kick rhymes like a real rapper should. I hate to brag, but damn I'm good. I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
You're all can't fall, you're all can't fall.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
I drop at the words like gas, get fucked, don't take me to the bounce.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
You're all can't fall, you're all can't fall.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
I drop at the words like gas, get fucked, don't take me to the bounce.
Oh my dolly, oh my dolly,
oh. Shut up, ask my for Q-tip, am I smooth like butter? The strength of shit ferocity, running right through me. I think he broke the backs of those who tried to do me. My game is mad agile, your frame is mad fragile. I shoot you with my lyrical tongue, click, click, your pink to pie out. I can flow like pee, coming out, you know what? Or some dookie diarrhea coming out your butt. I'm nasty, disgusting, oh my, pew, wee. I float like a butterfly and stings like a bee. I kill Superman, broke Batman's back. Even a human ain't got the powers like the Shaq attack. Just in my checking account by your mom the car. I in agony and silence to shame.
Man, you ain't all that.
Brother, do you know my name?
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
You're all can't fall, you're all can't fall.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
I drop at the words like basketball, the legs are in the bounce.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
You're all can't fall, you're all can't fall.
I hate to brag, but damn I'm good.
I drop at the words like basketball, the legs are in the bounce.
1993, Rap Rookie of the Year, Where You At, avec le featuring de Tribe Called Quest. Il faut savoir que Tribe, à l'époque, c'était le haut du panier, ça l'est toujours. Mais en 93, quand Shaq demande à Five de venir, Five n'hésite pas une seconde. Ça vous donne une idée de l'ampleur du phénomène déjà à l'époque. On a été plus que ravis, Elodie, d'avoir Skyzoo, de parler un petit peu de choses un petit peu plus profondes que ce qu'on a l'habitude d'entendre dans le hip-hop actuel.
Exactement.
Surtout aux États-Unis.
Exactement. Je pense que l'actualité aux États-Unis fait qu'on ne peut pas. Enfin, qu'il est difficile d'avoir un propos assez léger, en tout cas pour Skyzoo.
Surtout que, bon, on a toute une frange du hip-hop US qui est tout ce que lui déteste, c'est-à-dire l'argent, la célébrité, toutes ces choses qui semblent faciles et qu'on semble inculquer à la jeunesse, alors que c'est loin, loin, loin d'être le cas. Elodie, un de tes coups de cœur de la semaine, on va parler de Devin Tracy.
Ah oui, ça chante, c'est R&B à souhait, ça coule, hein, ça vole comme une petite bulle. Et c'est un gros rewind. Ce titre de Devin Tracy par J-Rob. Et J-Rob, c'est un producteur qui est affilié à la crèmerie Soulection. Donc c'est plutôt gage de qualité.
Devin Tracy, That's Not Us, avec le remix de J-Rob.
If I could go back in time,
Devin Tracy avec That's Not Us, le remix de J-Rob. Et Elodie, c'est l'heure de notre track of the week. Notre track of the week de la semaine, il part du côté de Janelle Monáe.
Exactement, et ça faisait 5 ans qu'on avait perdu de vue Janelle Monáe. Et après avoir fait ses débuts sur grand écran, et notamment dans le film oscarisé Moonlight, on la retrouve ici avec un hymne à la sexualité, à la bisexualité et à la liberté. Surtout un tribute à son mentor, le regretté Prince, avec lequel elle a d'ailleurs travaillé sur son tout dernier album Dirty Computer. Et c'est en sortie le 27 avril, tu vois, on revient à...
Ah, on retourne en avril.
Oui, et là, cette fois-ci, c'est vraiment en avril.
Et puis c'est marrant parce que Prince l'aurait dit, sometimes it snows in April.
Je crois, oui. Peut-être un clin d'œil à Prince, effectivement.
Ah bah, c'est plus qu'un clin d'œil, là. C'est plus qu'un appel du pied. C'est carrément une claque dans la tête. Janelle Monáe, Make Me Feel.
Track of the week. Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya.
Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
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 Uh-huh. So good, so good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know what love is, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket right now. Laying your body on a shag carpet. Ooh. You know I love it, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better.
Oh.
That's just the way you make me.
Tout droit sorti de l'album Parade de Prince, Janelle Monáe, avec plein de petites pauses, ce qui font grave flipper Seb Jelly, parce qu'à chaque fois il croit que le morceau est fini. J'adore
ce morceau. C'est assez marrant, regardez, c'est vrai. Vous voyez pas, mais...
un morceau sans basse, comme Prince, comme il savait faire.
Bah exactement, et c'est un tribute à Prince, hein, si tu ne l'avais pas compris.
D'ici peu, on va commencer à vous parler de manière un petit peu plus avancée de ce qui se trame d'ici peu, c'est-à-dire les Hangtime Awards. Ça va bientôt arriver d'ici un petit peu moins de 2 mois, mais on en reparle très prochainement et on va commencer à teaser là-dessus la semaine prochaine. Elodie, cette émission s'achève déjà, mais on vous laisse avec la touche française de Monsieur Faz, qui est là comme d'habitude pour vous envoyer son flot de nouveautés et de l'actu hip-hop US. Donc restez bien connectés sur les 3-8. Hang Time, c'est tous les mardis de 19h à 20h. 18h48 pour les 12 minutes d'échauffement, 19h-20h pour l'émission rediffusée quelque part dans le week-end grâce à Sébastien Gély, que l'on salue et que l'on remercie une fois de plus pour la réalisation de cette émission. Elodie, nous sommes également en podcast sur le site radiogrenouille.com/hangtime et sur Mixcloud. Et Elodie, nous sommes également présents sur les radios sociaux.
Ben oui, ça se mélange.
Les radios sociales.
Exactement. Alors, on est sur Instagram, sur Facebook et aussi sur Twitter pour retrouver toute la playlist de l'émission.
Et bien voilà, cette émission qui s'achève. On vous souhaite une excellente semaine, quoi que vous fassiez, faites-le bien. La semaine prochaine, on retrouve Alain Freeworker, le futur Basics Radio Show, le Radiofonico. Personne ne serait capable sur les 3-8 de dire allez Paris ce soir, alors on va pas le dire. Bonne semaine à tous, ciao.
It's easy to cover Mars Blackman.
No money is me.
Who?
Me.
Who?
Me. From back in the day.
Mars?
Yeah. Is this really it?
You're gonna
time?
You want to quit? Is it true?
Yes, Mars.
You sure?
Yes, Mars.
Really? Truly? Cross your heart and hope to die and stick a needle in your eye?
Yes, Mars.
So long.
Goodbye.
Farewell.
For good.
Again?
Goodbye, Mars.